Amari and the Knight Brothers by B.B. Alston. I want to know more about that permission to terrorize stuff, but Billy Pogo gets his question out first. Are you related to the boogeyman person who haunted the upstairs bedroom at 231 Naka Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina? The boogie person strokes her chin. I do have a second cousin I simply adore in Charlotte. Can you describe him? Well, he's sort of shadowy and terrifying, and he made these creepy noises. We're all shadowy and terrifying, love. And creepy noises are in the job description. You'll need to be more specific. Sometimes he'd make this booger booger sound out of nowhere, right when I was drifting off to sleep. Oh, that was Clarence. Firm believer in the booger boogers he is. Myself, I'm more of a spooky whispers in the middle of the night gal. Why do you scare people? Asked Brian Lee. I wouldn't mind hearing the answer to that myself. Everyone's got to eat, she shrugs. Boogie people eat fear. What does fear taste like? Asked Dylan. I have it on a good source that it tastes like chicken. But as I've never had chicken before, I can't really say how true that is. Fair enough. But why children? Asks the girl. Because nowadays, adults just don't fear us like they used to. They hear something under the bed and they're grabbing the flashlight to have a look. Children are far more likely to let their imagination run wild. And that makes for some tasty fear, let me tell you.